We're speaking with Solitaire Miles, one of my favorite vocalists. Solitaire, how are you doing this holiday season?
Oh, wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, Christmas will be here in about a week or so, and it's always great to catch up with good friends.
Oh, it is, especially now.
Especially now. You've been working on some new projects here lately, and you've been telling me about them for about a year now, and I'm really excited from what I've heard so far. Explain to our audience what it is that you're doing, because what you're doing in terms of your vocal work is somewhat of a departure from your previous work.
Oh, gosh, yeah, it sure is. I've been working as a jazz vocalist, strictly straight-ahead jazz and some swing, for about 20 years now in Chicago and New York City, and I had a brief stint in Los Angeles when we lived there for about 2 years. I've recently kind of fallen in love with a new genre of swing known as Western swing, which was really popular mostly on the West Coast and in Texas in the 1940s. And what folks don't realize about jazz and swing, you know, what they don't think about these days is that back in the late 30s and the early 40s, it was the popular form of music. And so as it traveled across our country, it was represented differently by the different regions. You had New York City swing, you had Chicago swing, you had Texas swing, you had West Coast swing. And Western swing kind of developed in the late 30s and the early 40s between Texas and Los Angeles. And it was portrayed popularly in a lot of films. You know, a lot of the cowboy films that you'd see sometimes would have Western swing music with them. Mm-hmm. And it kind of hung on to popularity, I think, through the early 1950s. And actually, when I lived in Los Angeles several years ago, I sort of became enchanted with it. But I never really felt like singing it until about a year ago. I don't know. It's a heck of a lot of fun. It's a little different from traditional swing because it's got a bit of a Western twang to it. Mm-hmm. But musically, its roots are still based in traditional swing.
So we're talking about roots music meeting the jazz genre, meeting great vocal music then.
I think so. Most of the Western swing that our band has been influenced by has been written in the late 1930s through the 1940s. And some of the popular Western swing bands of those years would have been Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Great singers like a woman named Cindy Walker, who started recording in the early 1940s. She was best known for writing a very popular song called You Don't Know Me, She was inducted into the Country Western Songwriters Hall of Fame for. I think she was the first woman that they ever inducted. But she wrote that song and so many others. In fact, we recorded a few of her songs on the album. And then, of course, you know, great singers like Kay Starr and Patti Page, they came along later in the 50s, as did, of course, Patsy Cline. But they were all influenced by the early 1940s Western swing bands.
Yeah, as I recall, the song You Don't Know Me, Ray Charles covered that at one point. And I understand Ray Charles did a somewhat similar album in the 1950s, early 60s, when he experimented with a little country and Western music. Is that kind of in the ballpark of where you're going with the cover of You Don't Know Me?
Oh, no, we didn't record that one because
Not that yet.
We were looking for some of the lesser-known, older tunes. Most of our material is from the early 1940s,
although
we do have two originals on the album, but they sort of fit into that same style of that time period. I think by the time the 50s and the early 60s rolled around, most of the traditional Western swing kind of died out, and then you had the separation of country Western from popular music. But in the early 1940s, it was still a part of the whole thing.
Gotcha.
You know, because swing had just become popular. It had just taken the whole country, and it was being, embraced by the different regions to have a different sound. And my husband and I recently left our home in Chicago, in Illinois, and we moved to the Indiana side outside of Chicago into the suburbs. We're about an hour outside of downtown Chicago. But being in Indiana, I was influenced a lot by the popularity of country music, And some of the folks that started hiring me for gigging had been doing a lot of this old country western from the 40s and 50s, and that's what really got it into my head about a year ago that I wanted to cut this album.
I was about to ask you that very question. Have you been doing any gigs in the area, and how have audience received, take two, how have audiences received you?
Well, I'm still performing jazz in Chicago. I just had a gig at the Jazz Showcase with Willie Pickens and R.E. Brown. So I'm, you know, still very much rooted in the traditional jazz sound of Chicago. But we're starting to bring the Western swing into the city, and folks are really supportive of it. You know, last year when I started talking about it, people were giving me a hard time, asking me if I was going to start wearing cowboy boots and fringe jackets and all that nonsense. And then I actually introduced one of the Western swing songs at the Jazz Showcase with Willie Pickens and R.E. Brown, who are both, you know, really straight-ahead guys. Mm-hmm. And people loved it. They said, wow, you're honky-tonking. And I thought, well, yeah, I guess that's how you're going to interpret it. It is being well-received. I've performed some of the Western swing now twice at the Jazz Showcase, along with our traditional diet. And we're hoping to book the whole band. We call it Susie Blue and the Lonesome Fellas at the Jazz Showcase this spring for our CD release. And, of course, Chicago does have a few venues that support Western swing, although it's not as popular as the straight-ahead jazz. But it's very fun. It's a fun type of music. It's not serious. It's not like we're trying to pull off a really complicated Billy Strayhorn arrangement. We do that. But this Western swing music is really simply written songs, not complicated chord changes, and just silly story lyrics and a heck of a good time. And it's different. And not a lot of people are doing it. I have to say, Brian, I don't know if you know this, but last year in 2013, more singers released jazz albums than in the history of jazz.
I did not know that.
There are more singers, male and female now, recording jazz albums than in the history of the genre. And the whole market is sort of being flooded. And as much as I love jazz and I've been singing it for 20 years, I kind of want to differentiate myself a little bit from it, because I feel like, you know, there are so many really talented, good singers in Chicago and New York City, and some of the younger singers that are coming out in their 20s that are just getting out of school, girls and fellas that have competed in some of the local competitions, and then the Sarah Vaughan competition, you know, that's been on the internet. Really phenomenal people coming out. And as a veteran of jazz singing for 20 years, I think, well, maybe I'll just move over now and let some of these young girls do their thing, and I'm going to try something different that nobody else is doing, because I don't want to be in the same field with which is kind of getting glutted now with so many young, talented people. And it's not that I'm afraid of it, but you can only, I don't know, everybody has to grow and change a little bit too. You know what I mean?
Sure, yes.
I haven't left jazz, and I'm still performing it, and the Western swing is sort of like a subgenre or an expression of it, but it is a little different, and it's not serious at all. And I hope that folks can enjoy that, you know?
In fact, I know they will. Tell us a little bit about the piece that we're going to play today.
This tune is called I Hear You Talkin', and it is one of the more standard standby tunes of Western Swing. Several people recorded it, I think most famously by Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. You know, everybody who has a Western swing band, I think, takes a shot at this song. But it's a lot of fun, and I've got Neil Alger on guitar, who all the fellas in my band are the people I recorded my jazz records with.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm still working with a jazz group. Neil Alger arranged the tune and wrote it out for us, and Larry Cohut is on bass. Phil Gertot is on drums, a fellow named Tom Hope on piano. And then that wonderful fiddle player who we were really grateful to welcome to our group, Stuart Rosenberg, is playing fiddle. And it's jazz, but it's not. You'll see.
I tell you, I'm looking forward to it. I heard the number a few months ago, and I was just really bowled over, really impressed. And I know that our listeners here in the WKMS listening area will just, they'll eat it up. I just know they will. What are your thoughts for this holiday season?
Oh, well, we've settled into a new home, and we'll be enjoying Christmas here for the first time, and we're hoping to have our family close to us. We moved, you know, outside of downtown Chicago into Indiana, where we have several relatives, and we're really looking forward to being with family this year. And you know, it's hard in this economy. A lot of folks have to travel and live in different cities from their families, you know. Mm-hmm. Seems like the good jobs are staying in the larger towns, and people have to leave their small towns. And we're so grateful this year to be able to live in a smaller town now with our family, but still, you know, be able to work in Chicago.
I hear you. Well, I tell you, I can clearly relate to that. I remember driving several hours to get from Chicago to see my family in Tennessee and then backwards to the same place.
Awesome.
And I'm telling you, yeah, very expensive too, because gas prices were kind of sort of high back then. But it sounds like you've got a great one planned, Solitaire. And we're going to listen to your number. I know I like it, and I know that our listeners will take a liking to it too. Solitaire, thank you so very much for speaking with us tonight, and have a merry, merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you, Brian, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday, and everyone, all of your listeners as well. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Thank you.